Welcome to Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox. Get ready for an amazing journey through the halls of the blues. We might just learn a thing or two along the way. Without further ado, ladies and gents, here's our host, Johnny.
All right. Welcome to another edition of Red, White, and Blues. This is a radio show where we discuss the blues, we discuss the songs, artists, instruments, vocalists, and pretty much whatever we feel like talking about. And my favorite topic, of course, is the history of the blues. Today's show is a little different. What we're doing today is we're digging into these Southern rock bands. And Southern rock bands were highly influenced by the blues. And if you listen to their songs, you can hear the blues in a lot of it. However, these guys recorded traditional blues songs. They weren't the mainstream songs you heard on the radio. And they're not specifically known for these songs. But these guys really were influenced heavy by the blues. You know, they're from the South, and that's pretty much where the blues came from. So the influence is very strong. And the first artist on the list, in my opinion, the Southern rock band that were highly influenced by the blues, were the Allman Brothers, and Greg Allman and Duane Allman. And what a fabulous band. And they were highly influenced by the blues. And let's get into it right now. Let's listen to Greg Allman's version of "It's Not My Cross to Bear."
Thank you.
There's Mr. Greg Allman. It's Not My Cross to Bear. That was originally recorded by the Allman Brothers Band, but Greg Allman did it later on a solo album. And the Allman Brothers, very highly influenced by the blues, and probably the most successful Southern rock band, maybe the original Southern rock band, in my opinion. And it started by Mr. Duane Allman, who is probably renowned as one of the greatest slide players ever. And he's recording Muscle Shoals over there, and he got noticed by playing a solo on a Wilson Pickett song. Wilson Pickett was doing a cover of the Beatles' Hey Jude. And at the end, he played a guitar solo, and everyone took notice. Mr. Phil Walden snatched Duane up, drove him around through the South to find some good pickers and players, and he got together, and he put the whole thing together, and it was the Allman Brothers. And they put the band together, and they lacked one piece, and it was his little brother Greg, who was in Los Angeles. And Greg came and tied the whole thing together, and there it is. And as I mentioned, Mr. Duane Allman, one of the greatest slide players to ever live. He is just very impressive. Well, he was very impressive. Unfortunately, he passed away, I think it was in 1971, in a motorcycle accident. But the band kept going. And if you want to hear a good example of Mr. Duane Allman's slide, here it is right here. It's the live version from Live at Fillmore East, One Way Out.
some man to walk in, take my place. Ain't no way in the world I'm going out that front door. Well, there's a man down there, it might be old man, I don't know.
All right, there's One Way Out from the Allman Brothers live at Fillmore East. I believe that was recorded in 1970 or 1971. I believe 71. And it is still considered today as one of the best recorded live albums ever. It was a double album, of course, recorded right there in New York City. And that also shows the bluesiness of the Allman Brothers. And I had the research. I forget that. That's actually a cover song of a blues guy from back in the 40s or 50s. And shame on me for not writing that down. I did the research, but I didn't write it down. And forgetful me, that's just pretty bad. I can't remember anything. But also shows Duane Allman's slide guitar playing right there. He is still considered one of the best slide players today. And actually, the best slide player considered now ever is Derek Trucks. And, of course, he also played with the Allman Brothers. But now he plays with the Tedeschi Trucks Band. And also, you can hear Greg Allman's bluesy voice right there. One of a kind. It's really a shame both of these guys are gone right now. There's no more Allman Brothers. That's depressing just thinking about that. But when I grew up, the Allman Brothers, the influence of the blues right there is just unmistakable. Those guys are hardcore blues. And Southern rock. What is Southern rock? I guess you mix some country, you mix some rock, you mix some gospel, and some blues. Hey, don't go away. We got a lot more to come. You are listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7 FM.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.